And now a very different story about politics and health. For some years now, Mississippi has had the distinction of being the state with the highest rate of obesity in the nation, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Mississippi native and personal trainer Paul Lacoste decided he wanted his home state to lose that title and those extra pounds. But where to start? How about at the top, or rather, the Capitol? Lacoste recently started Fit for Change. That's a bipartisan effort to get the leaders of the Mississippi legislature moving. So as part of NPR's ongoing coverage of obesity issues, we're joined now by trainer Paul Lacoste. He's with us on the phone from Jackson. Also joining us are Fit for Change team captains. State Senator Terry Burton, a Republican, is with us at Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson. And State Representative Steve Holland, a Democrat, is with us from Tupelo, Mississippi, his office. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Paul, I'm going to start with you. I understand that you were playing professional football. You had worked for one of the leading sporting goods companies, but you actually moved back to Mississippi in part because you wanted to work on issues like this around fitness and obesity. How did you get the idea for this program?
Well, naturally, I'm very competitive, and I come from a very large family. I'm the youngest of four boys, and I am from Mississippi. I was born in Oxford and raised predominantly here in Jackson, and I've always wanted to see Mississippi doing great things. In my opinion, this is the next big thing that we as Mississippians and we as United States of America, we have to conquer. We have to beat obesity. We have to educate ourselves on what we're putting in our bodies, and we have to take our personal health very seriously. Obviously, you see what we're fighting over nationally with our health care issues that we have in our country right now, and I feel like if everyone would take their own health seriously and devote discipline and get serious about this problem, we can fix it.
So, Senator Burton, how did he get you involved in this?
Well, I received a phone call wanting me to meet this gentleman named Paul Lacoste, and so Angela Ladner with the Psychiatric Association, one of the sponsors of the exercise program, introduced me to Paul. Paul and I immediately hit it off and decided, yes, this is something we need to do. We are number one in obesity and related illnesses in this state. And when I say related illnesses, we're talking about diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease. And so we thought that this would be a good idea to challenge the House, and the House challenged the governor's office, and everybody challenged each other. So we had a great program and put it all together. And Representative Holland is a wonderful friend and a great guy over in the House, and I look forward to working with him. So we did. We put it all together, and here we are. 12 weeks later, a lot of good work has been done.
12 weeks. Okay, I want to hear more about that. But Representative Holland, tell me about why you decided to get involved.
Sure.
And this isn't just to show off your special T-shirt.
Oh, no. Although it's precious, that T-shirt is fabulous, and I wear it with pride now. But my experience with obesity started a little early with myself. In May of 2008, went into full congestive heart failure at 350 pounds approximately. And so when I went into congestive heart failure, the doctor said, it's just real simple, lose weight or be dead by Christmas.
Mm.
It's going to be that simple. So I got busy, and I was privileged to have band surgery on my stomach, which was the tool I needed to get my mind and my body in order. And by the time I got to Coach Lacoste, or by the time he came to me with the idea, I had already dropped about 90 pounds by that time and had been exercising, but I wanted a more regimented discipline, and that's what that brought, and I wanted the camaraderie of all of our people, as Senator Burton said, in the arena together, challenging each other as well as challenging yourself, and I'll tell you, it was an exercise in beauty is what it was, and now I'm about 24 pounds even lighter, and not only that, but in perfect shape at 55.
Well, tell me about your special T-shirt.
Oh, I love my T-shirt. It's got a nice quote on the back. And
which is?
You know, I don't have it here. Coach, tell her.
true change takes place when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. And I believe that's where Mississippi has been for quite some time. Our pain is so great, it doesn't matter what we have to go through to get where we need to be as a state, that we're willing to do whatever it is. And our state leaders have really done a wonderful job. And our training through Paul Call Sports is not easy. It's intense. And they know that my passion is there and that I'm not going to leave them ever. And we're going to do this again for many, many years. You know, if you want to run to be a state legislator in the state of Mississippi, this is going to be one thing that goes along with it. You're going to have to come to Jackson And while you're in session, lead by example.
I would like to ask you about that. And Representative Holland, I also hear, I don't know, maybe it's a different T-shirt that you have, one that says butt naked at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah. That's the one you were wearing.
That's all our favorite.
Yes,
that's all your favorite.
I coined that about the first week because it just, even after that excruciating first week, it was just one of the best feelings that you could have going through this horrendous exercise regimen. And so I just said to the House team, you know, this is like being butt naked at the Capitol.
I want to ask you to demonstrate. That's
okay. Ogden Heffer's butt naked at the Capitol.
But, you know, I wanted to ask, a lot of people these days work in these jobs that are kind of 24-7. So I wanted to ask each of the lawmakers, Senator
sure.
Burton, you want to start first. How do you fit it into your schedule? Because this is a job that can go from morning to night. So how do you work it in?
Well, that's correct. There's always something to take your attention. We have early morning breakfast meetings. We have late evening dinner meetings. We have a full day of work. But for me, it was important to go ahead and set aside an hour for myself and give the other 23 to the state. And that's what I decided I was going to do. I was going to get up at 5 in the morning and work out with members of the House and members of the Senate, members of the governor's office staff, and others, and try to set an example for the people of Mississippi. I just considered this a part of my legislative duty to set an example for the state and say, we're not only talking about that and passing laws that might affect you so that you can lose weight and do things better, but we're going to show you we're going to do it too.
Hmm. What about you, Representative Holland? I'm sure having a health crisis helped focus
well,
your attention, but still, that might be why you got that way to begin with, is that you weren't taking time for yourself.
And, you know, I mean, when you're in the most obese state in the nation like we are, as Senator Burton said, it's just time to lead by example. And it didn't take Coach Lacoste 5 minutes to sell me on the deal. I was already doing my own form of exercise, which wasn't bad, but I just needed structure. So I started talking to colleagues immediately and running the flag up the pole, and I was afraid no one would salute, and was quite shocked myself at how many said, yes, we're very interested. And then when I said, well, you've got two times you can work out, 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., I mean, people went ballistic at first and said, are you kidding me? But they came anyway. They had faith. We did a good enough sales job. And once they got into it, it not only started changing us immediately physically, but it started changing us mentally and emotionally. And we meshed. The camaraderie was so absolutely fabulous that no one dared leave. I mean, it was like you were going to miss something.
Well, thank you. Well, congratulations, Paul. I understand that collectively the lawmakers have lost 1,400 pounds total.
Yep,
as a group.
1 pound. I like to give them that 1,401.
And one. Okay, give them that one. Okay. I don't know who got that one. That was yours. That was yours, Senator. Okay. So, Paul, before we let you go, I understand that there are other groups that you would like to see take on this challenge as a group. And what do you have in mind?
My next big goal is to go after our teachers here in the state of Mississippi and take them through the same program that we just took our state leaders through and help them. A lot of our children obviously spend the majority of their day facing a teacher that is up there educating and motivating our youth, and I want to help them lead by example as well. I am not going to back down. I'm going to continue to pursue this, and it's through the hard work of our leaders like Representative Holland and Senator Burton that we'll continue to take our state to the next level. And I'm so very proud to call them my friends and for me to be known as their coach. And they have inspired me to pursue what God has put in my heart even stronger.
Personal trainer, Paul. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Representative Holland. Then, aside from Mississippi, we're even taking it to a further level, to municipalities, to counties, to get things going much like what we've done. But now my challenge is even larger than that. It is a national health challenge. And I would, this very moment, challenge 49 other states to get with it. We've got to take this nation back health-wise.
All right. That was Democratic Representative Steve Holland of Mississippi joining us from his office in Tupelo. He, along with Republican Senator Terry Burton, are working with Coach Paul Lacoste in a bipartisan effort to get fit. They call their program Fit for Change, and they all joined us from Mississippi. I thank you all so much for speaking with us, and congratulations on your success so far, and good luck.
Well, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much, and we love National Public Radio.
That's it. Thank you.